And again, good morning to you all. You're looking nice and pretty out there. We have a marvelous program. We had a wonderful one last night, and it gets better and better as it goes along. Now, let's welcome to the stage from Tallahassee, Drava Folk Dance Ensemble.
To do a traditional song called The Water Is Wide, featuring our guitar player, Raymond Leon.
Thank you.
We do a lot of Carter family music, trying to keep that old tradition alive. And our next song is a song called Gathering Flowers. If you know it, please join us.
While we're resetting, I don't know exactly why. Papa will tell you, I think. Let's give them a hand.
I'm Graham. This is Heather. This is Holly. And Betty's at home working.
me a castle 40 feet high, so I can see you as you ride by. As you ride by, dear, as you ride by, so I can see you as you ride by. We'll do a little bit of the This Land Is Your Land, and you might want to sing along with us on the first part. Now, the last part is a little different, so you might not be able to sing along on that part, but everybody knows the first part. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Now sing as I was walking that ribbon of highway. I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. This land was your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
This land is my land, this land ain't your land. I got a shotgun and you don't have one. If you don't get off, I'll blow your head.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Once more, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
We're going to do a couple of the sea shanties right now, and you might want to sing along with us on these if I show you how. It's easy to catch on to the words, some of the words. This is one called Way Haul Away, and I'll sing through the first verse, and you'll see how the Way Haul Away Joe comes in, and then maybe you'd like to sing with us.
Oh, once I had a southern gal, but she was fat and lazy. Way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And now I have a Yankee gal who almost drives me crazy. Way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Okay, I'll do that part again and go with the rest of it. Everybody, way haul away with us.
Oh, once I had a southern gal, but she was fat and lazy. Way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And now I have a Yankee gal who almost drives me crazy. Way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. And now my gal is good to me, she gives me sugar candy. Way haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. The captain's in the cabin now, a-drinking wine and brandy. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. King Louis was the king of France before the Revolution. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. King Louis got his head cut off, which spoiled his constitution. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. St. Patrick was a decent man, he came from decent people. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. He built a church in Dublin town and crowned it with a steeple. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Way, haul away, we'll haul the better weather. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Yeah, we'll do one more song, which is another sea shanty called Santiano. This was a song about the California gold rush. If you wanted to go from Boston to California, there were several ways to go, all bad. And this tells about going around the southern tip of South America, around Cape Horn.
Let's welcome our nature lover, Tommy Dobbs, from over Palatka Way.
Thank you, thank you. Here we go. I want to tell you about the time when I was a young boy and I used to like to go over to visit Granny and Poppy Cummer. I think we're working on it now. How's that? I think we're going to get it. Okay. Louder, 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 louder. Okay, we're working. Okay, how are we doing out there? Everybody here? All right, here we go. I used to go and visit Grandma and Grandpa and used to like to come up to that big old white house and have 8 or 10 or 12 steps to go up to the front porch. They had a fine front porch, nice-sized house. And out the back door was where I really enjoyed exploring. Right out in the back door, they had a great big gray barber, as big as this stage here. It's all propped up about 6 feet in there. And up under there, the chickens would get down in that cool sand on a warm July day and just fluff around in there and try to stay cool. And all about the area, you could see them scratching and looking for something to eat, which reminds me, I heard a fellow on a early morning farm talk show one morning. We were driving somewhere and coming home, and this fellow was telling about these chickens that he had studied, and he determined that the one of the legs of the chicken was more tender meat than the other. Well, he had watched these chickens, and when they had scratched, he'd scratch with the left foot and the right and then the left. So therefore, the right leg and thigh had more, or it had tender meat in it compared to the other. And he had made this study and determined that when you go to the supermarket and you find all these little neatly packaged portions of legs and thighs and things, you ought to ring the buzzer and ask the man, are these right or left thighs or legs? And I guarantee you'll make a friend right there. Anyway, these chickens would be scratching around out in the yard. It'd be pretty miserable because of the heat. I always had a lot of little bitties running around. Grandma had a hen house where the hens all went up to lay their eggs, and you'd see them one by one file up into that hen house, and after they'd get through laying their egg, they'd come back down, and they'd all be, I think they'd sound more relieved than anything. Pigeons found a way to the chicken yard quite often. There was a hog bin just not far from where the chicken coop was, the chicken roost. And we liked to sneak up on the old hog laying there and trying to stay cool in the mud. And he could hear us coming, but he wouldn't budge. And if you could find a stick nearby to reach in between the board there and give him a little poke. Grandpa had a bunch of dogs around. It was not unusual to have 15, 20 head of dogs, and every time company would arrive, you'd see 8 or 10 multicolored, oddly shaped hounds come rolling out from under the front porch and various other strategic locations in the yard. And he had one particular dog named Thunder, and he had several bags under his eyes and a big floppy chin and jaws, and it was just an effort for Thunder to do anything. And you can tell by the way Thunder sounds, he's not too ambitious. They always had a bunch of cows on the place. Calves. Of course, the old fella standing over in the shade just got everything under control. Uncle Ed liked to plow with a mule, and he had various mules far back as I can remember, but I remember one named Rhodey. And Uncle Ed and Rhodey would go round and round and round, and they had a time out there.